Thank you for that introduction. Good morning. Today I'm going to discuss some of my research at the University of Georgia under Dr. John Snyder with irrigation of cotton. And why would this be important? The reason this is important in Georgia is our current irrigated area projections for 2050 shows similar trends for the majority of crops. However, cotton is predicted to increase 89% in the amount of irrigated farmland dedicated specifically for cotton production by the year 2050. So we want to make sure we are maximizing our water use efficiency. We're looking at the unmanned aerial systems, and the reason for this is due to the fact that these green seeker systems, the basic low-cost system would be $10,000, and the top-of-the-line version of the drone would be $2,000. And all our research has been with conventional cameras to keep the cost down, and that's essentially, we're trying to look towards using these devices to help farmers make more money in a time when commodity prices are low. So do we think the future of farming will be a swarm of these drones in the field? I think in the future you're going to see more and more people using drones in the field. My research has been based on the fact that the amount of reflected green light is similar to the amount of reflected infrared. I'm using two different vegetation indexes, NDVI, which is near infrared minus red over near infrared plus red, to get a normalized ratio. And the ratio that we're using for the unmanned aerial vehicle is a green-red index, where we simply replace the near infrared with the green band of the spectrum. It's similar to work that Glenn Ritchie did in 2010. And the reason we're using green is because it's in the visible spectrum, so we can use a conventional RGB camera and we don't have to get into specialized equipment to collect the data. My research is utilizing software that is actually completely free for non-commercial use. It was developed to develop NDVI readings from super blue cameras, which have the conventional filters removed and have it replaced with a super blue filter, so it takes the picture and it makes everything that's vegetative essentially have a blue tint to it, and then whenever you transform it with the software, you can see the difference between the healthy green vegetation. And then the red areas would essentially be like bare soil. Then the yellow areas would be stressed vegetation. Previous research has determined that green-red ratios determined by RGB photography have been correlated with the ground cover fraction, so essentially how much vegetative mass is there, and that was what we based our work on. And our objectives were to define the utility of using a conventional RGB camera on an unmanned aerial system to detect the water-induced differences in our cotton studies, as well as look at chlorophyll fluorescence as well. We hypothesized that the NDVI would correlate well with this green-red index, and that yield would correlate with both the NDVI and the green-red index. We conducted this field experiment in Camilla, Georgia at the Stripling Irrigation Research Park with four different irrigation triggers in a dry land check, and our study essentially was limiting water to the cotton crop before it started blooming. Once it started blooming, all treatments got equal amounts of water, and we only tried to save water pre-bloom. That way we kept our yield potentials high and still tried to save water. The study was also conducted in a high biomass rye study in Tifton, but for the sake of time, I'm going to concentrate on the study from Camilla since the trends were similar in the two studies. Our study was under a variable rate pivot, and this map is, it essentially shows the four different irrigation treatments. And the red area would be dry land, so it never received water all year. The image conversion was done with Fiji, or Image J2. They're essentially the same software. It's free for non-commercial use. It was developed by the National Institute of Health. And AVI DMOOCs is the program we use to pull frames from the video, because since we were trying to spend the least amount of money possible and still get the highest quality of images possible, we concentrated on just collecting a video of the entire flight and then pulling the frames individually for the research area. We had a fairly high amount of rainfall in 2014. We had 32 centimeters of rainfall over the growing season. So between the four irrigation treatments, there was not a lot of yield differences, but we did end up saving 17% more water utilizing a 70 or 100 centibar irrigation trigger pre-bloom as compared to the full irrigation. This is a illustration of the variable rate irrigation field. And this area here would be irrigated. This area here would be dry land. And this is on a day with high moisture stress. The temperatures were in the high 90s. It hadn't rained in a week. And whenever you convert the images, you can see in the dry land, there's high soil reflectance, which would be red, and there's very little green matter that's reflecting light back due to the high amount of stress. Whereas in the irrigated area, there would be a high amount of green healthy plant material, and there would be very little soil reflecting through the canopy cover. And the software ends up giving you a histogram so you can get a average pixel count and pixel color for the entire area that was defined. And that was how we got our ratios for the green-red index. Green-red index readings over the season, there was a similar trend in measurements between the four irrigated treatments, with the dry land treatment being significantly lower. And this correlated fairly well with the NDVI, and what we noticed is since there's a higher dynamic range in the green-red index, since it goes from 0 to 255, whereas NDVI goes from 0 to 1, there tends to be a little more variability in your measurements. So we're hoping to further develop this to be able to detect water-induced differences in the future. We also looked at the chlorophyll fluorescence. However, the chlorophyll fluorescence, there was no difference between any of the treatments that was significant or between the dry land or any of the irrigation treatments together. We noticed there was a strong correlation with an R-square value of over 0.55 between the NDVI readings and the green-red index readings, which helps prove that this could possibly be used as a low-cost alternative to an NDVI system. And at our end of the year lint yields, there was no significant differences between any of the four irrigation treatments. So we ended up with a 17% water savings and no yield penalty, and nearly 1,000 kilogram per hectare increase in yield over the dry land. When examining the green-red index plotted versus yield, there's a strong correlation that as you increase the green-red index, you increase the amount of yield, and its correlation with the R-square value of 0.77 was even stronger than the NDVI, which when the NDVI was plotted, there's a similar trend between the two readings. The R-square values was simply a 0.56, so it was not quite as strong as the green-red index. And this is more likely due to the dynamic range differences that the camera can detect over NDVI spectrometer. In conclusion, the ground-based NDVI correlated strongly with the aerial-based green-red index, and yield was strongly correlated with both of our measurement methods. Our future research will also be looking at a visible vegetation index, which will undertake the red, the green, and the blue bands from a visible spectral camera to see if we can further detect differences in the field. And with that, I'd like to thank the Georgia Cotton Commission for all their support, because there's no way we could do the study without their support, and as well as the support of the UGA Cotton team and our staff at the University of Georgia Tishon campus, and Ned Horning as well for developing the plugins for ImageJ to do the image analysis that he released completely open source with no strings attached. As long as you're using it for non-commercial purposes, it's completely free to use. And thank you for your time, and I'll be glad to answer any questions anyone might would have. Midday at 12 o'clock at solar noon.
Okay. Did you look at any other time?
We did not. This facility is roughly an hour and a half from our main campus, and just due to trying to get back and forth, and my second study actually has pre-dawn water potential. So that study has different fluorescences, but not this study.
Thank you.
Thank you.